Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's continue the conversation about the NBA, Taz. Let's welcome aboard right now Atlanta Hawks head coach Lloyd Pierce joins us now. Hey, Coach, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Coach,
spending some time with us.
What's up, Coach?
How you guys doing?
All right.
We're doing well, Coach. How, you know, certainly you've had some time to reflect on this past year. Talk about the growth of your Hawk team.
You know, I think it was, in a lot of ways, a lot of positive steps, obviously. From the outside, you look at the wins and losses, and we always want to try and find ways to improve upon that. But that wasn't our focus, knowing we had three young guys that we were going to be throwing right into the mix and a couple other young guys. And it's all relative with our group, you know, younger rookies. And then we've got some guys that are somewhat veterans that are only in their second and third years. But a lot of encouraging steps from John Collins and the growth he had this year to see Trey come in and have the type of impact that he had from start to finish. And Kevin Herter is another guy you think of, and Torian Prince. So we're all encouraged here. Obviously, it's a big summer for us as well, having two of the top 10 picks and a couple second round picks as well.
Definitely, you guys have a lot of exciting times coming forward for the Hawks, for sure. Let me ask you, Coach, how confusing is it for coaches, players, refs, the whole airspace deal, you know, landing space on these threes, you know?
I think if you've been bitten once, I think you're pretty much angered by the rule and the consistency of the rule. And we lost Torian Prince for about 6 weeks in December. For that very, and here's the crazy part, it wasn't even a common foul called. You know, he ends up spraining his ankle and he's out 6 weeks. We didn't even get a foul on the play. So I think the rule was put in place to protect players, and it wasn't to protect certain players, it was to protect all players. And so we're all sensitive as players and as coaches that you give proper landing space for anyone that goes in the air to shoot. Now, offensively, I think what's happening is you're starting to see guys, you know, exaggerate where their landing space is to get the call. And that's not the intent of the rule. And as an offensive player, you know, if you're trying to get that foul, you're putting yourself in harm's way in addition to making it tough for the officials to make that call. So it's the intent of the rule is great. Now, to find the consistency both from the officials and from the offensive player is where it's starting to get a little tricky.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, we all love talking about the games. We all love watching the games. You know, how bad is it for the league that a lot of times we get caught up in talking about officiating after watching these great playoff games?
Well, I don't think it's bad. You know, I think there's always going to be an issue after every game, whether or not a team can adjust, whether or not the rotations are correct by a coach. And now you're having the officials come into play. I don't think there was any issue with the officials last night when you watched the Golden State Houston game.
No.
And so that, you know, it's going to come and go. And now there's going to be a different issue that we're talking about with relation to the Houston Golden State series, a different issue we're talking about now with Boston and Milwaukee. And so I think it's just part of sport. There's always something. You got to talk about something. You guys wouldn't be working this morning.
No.
Well, that's a fact
about.
Right there.
Well, Coach, we actually perfect the notion of talking about nothing. We do it on a day in, day out basis.
You're the Seinfeld of radio.
Yes.
That's our goal. We're doing all right. Hey, Coach, let me ask you, man. How do you scheme against James Harden? Is there any secret here or what? What's the deal?
You know, we were the one team that, and this is how good of a player he is. We were the team that broke his streak of he was scoring 30 points. I think he was on a streak for about 2 months, and we held him to 28 or 29. You know, and that's a testament to how good of a player James Harden is.
Yeah.
As you're saying, we kept him under 30. But I think the biggest thing is you have to make him work, and making him work comes in a variety of forms. You got to make him work on the defensive end. You can't let him walk the ball up the floor and preserve energy. You can't let him dribble 10 times in one place and hit a step back. You just got to throw multiple defenders at him. You got to speed him up a little bit. You got to put pressure on him. You may have to throw a second body at him and make someone else beat you. But the bottom line is you have to make him work a little bit more and get him out of his comfort zone. And I think what you're seeing in Golden State is they've got multiple defenders that can make him work. You see Andre Iguodala on him. You see Draymond Green. You see Klay Thompson. You see Kevin Durant. So that in and of itself is having enough guys that can make him work individually. If they need to throw a second body at him, they will. But he's just a tough player. He's probably the most unique player in our league.
Coach, do you think the Rockets are going to make the Warriors sweat in this series? I mean, they're going back to Houston, leading the series 2-0. A lot of people are going to write Houston off. But do you still think this is going to be a long series?
I don't. I had it going in 6 in Golden State's favor to start. You have to remember, this is Golden State, and to beat them 4 times is tough in and of itself. For them to lose twice on the road will be, an even greater challenge. They always seem to find a way to, whatever game they have off, find a way to come back. And to go into Houston with the 2-0 lead, knowing they just want to try and steal one and take it back to Golden State, I think it's going to be tough. And a lot of the teams, you see Philly still one in Toronto, and you see Boston still one in Milwaukee. That's when the playoff series really begins, and that's when it's tough. And Houston's in a deep hole right now, but I don't think it's going to go past 5. I think it's going to be 1 in Houston, and I think Golden State's going to figure it out and get the next 2.
Coach, you're probably perfect guy to ask this question because of your excellent history with Coach Brown. So what do you make of the chess match that we've seen between Coach Nurse and Coach Brown here?
Well, I think it's, the obvious issue is, how do you figure out how to stop Kawhi Leonard? And, that he's been on a tear, and he's kind of the quiet guy in the playoffs right now. He's a quiet guy in general, but he's putting up the same type of numbers that Kevin Durant is putting up. He's just doing it behind closed doors in a lot of ways. But, yes. I think it's going to come down to about 6 or 7 in that series. They're physically equal across the board, Kawhi and Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons and Pascal Siakam, Marc Gasol and Joel Embiid. There's really no clear advantage on any of those positions, and those are the key guys in the series. And I think they're going to go back and forth. Who makes the most adjustments? Who makes the best adjustments? Which guys can prove to stay consistent on the defensive end? I think they're 2 good teams on both sides of the floor. That's going to go back and forth. I don't think there's going to be a home court advantage in that series.
Coach, as we go back, and Milwaukee answered the call last night, and it was a decisive third quarter to the runaway victory. When you look at this Bucks and Celtics series, I actually feel good, and I'm no rooting interest, no dog in the fight, but I actually feel good about where Boston is coming out of Milwaukee after what I saw in game 1. You feel the same way about this Celtics team right now?
And, I spent last year with Philadelphia, and we lose in 5 to Boston, and you understand how difficult it is to play in the Garden. I was in Cleveland for 3 years, and 2 of our playoff series were in the Garden. That is no easy place to win games. I can tell you that firsthand. And Milwaukee played against those guys last year, and they did take them to 7, and I think that's part of that'll be part of their experience as they've played these guys already. But for Boston to go into Milwaukee and steal one and then go back to Boston, I think that's a series that potentially could go to 7. And it's going to be a 2-point possession, 2-point game, one possession game in game 7. I think that's the type of game. Boston didn't make shots last night, and they really couldn't get out of the hole. But up until that point, it was pretty much even. But that's going to be a hell of a series. I don't know who's going to win it. I know Boston has the advantage in terms of experience, but Milwaukee's been great all year.
Coach, Joel Embiid, what is it about him like that fans and the media don't get to see that you can share?
Yeah, he is. I think people take a lot of note to the personality and his candid side, and Joel is probably the. For me, he's one of the most loyal guys I've met. I've been around him since his first day into the NBA. We played here in Atlanta earlier this year. He came over to the house the night before, spent some time with my little baby girl. He's awesome. Great human being. You're not going to see a whole lot of Joel off the court. He stays in his house and plays video games all the time. It's kind of one of his issues. You're trying to get him out to do a little bit more.
That's funny.
He's just a smart guy, though. He's got a great personality. He's a competitive human being in everything, and I literally mean everything, tennis, video games, basketball, whatever it may be. But you love his spirit. You love his energy. You love the competitiveness. You love his passion for the game. And I think at the end of the day, that's what people are really going to see. Is they're going to see this guy competed and he played with passion all the time.
You know, Coach, we have about 40 seconds here. You mentioned, the draft picks you guys are going to have come late June. When we look at this draft and everyone's going to be focusing on Zion, is it Zion and then everybody else when you look at this draft class for the NBA?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that he's, you know, if he's not the number one, it's going to be hard for someone to impress him and make it someone else. But, I think if you go through the draft every year and there's usually a clear number one, and then there's a couple guys that are fighting for two and three, and then you're trying to balance out the rest. And, from our standpoint, we're at 5-9 right now. We feel there's a lot of talent in the draft. We're really intrigued by the talent. We want to find additional talent to add to a young roster, and I think there's some there. But, I think he's the guy that's going to be the main focal point of who ends up with that number one pick on lottery day.
Hey, Coach, continued success. We'll be rooting for you down in Atlanta. Enjoy the offseason. Enjoy the playoffs. Thanks for the time.
Thanks so much, Coach.
I appreciate you guys. Take care.
You got it. Coach Lloyd Pierce, Atlanta Hawks head coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.